The next presentation is Brassica growth seed yield and oil quality sensitivity to water stress at the various growth stage, presented by Steve Powell from University of Florida. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm a postdoc working in David Wright's group at University of Florida, IFAS in Quincy. David has been working with Brassica oil seeds for the past 30 years, first with Carinata, then with Camelina, and recently over the past 5 years with Carinata. And I did a meta-analysis a couple of years ago to determine the yields of these three crops across all the studies that have been done over the period of which he was working with these crops. And what we found is Carinata exceeded by 30% the yield of Camelina and 25% the yield of canola. And we wanted to know why this is happening. And there is several reasons. One may have a higher nutrient use efficiency. One may have a higher water use efficiency, which makes it more adaptable to the region in our region in the southeast. So with that, the literature does not have any information that says what the water sensitivity of these species are. So we tried to quantify this in a field study. Well, the rainfall distribution in the southeast is very erratic in spring. We do not have an issue when we plant this crop because it's planted in fall, in November. It's in the ground for 6 months or so and harvested in early May or maybe June, depending on the rainfall. So doing a water stress study in Quincy is a big no-no, so we decided to take this in the greenhouse. So today I'm presenting a very simple drought tolerance study to do a comparative analysis and sensitivity of these two species. They're both oilseed species. We've selected a variety, which was the first variety released by AgriSoma Biosciences, called A110, which was compared to a variety out of Canada, a canola variety called Cantera 1918, and that is a winter type, one of the few open pollinated canola varieties on the market. So these are both biofuel oil seed feedstocks, but Carinata has an edge because it's a C22 oil longer chain fatty acid, and because of this it has a higher energy efficiency based on the composition of the oil. There is this notion, because of Carinata originating in the Ethiopian highlands, this kind of confer higher drought tolerance. Because the origin of Napus is very obscure, we don't know where it came from. Carinata is a cross between Oleracea and Nigra, while canola is a cross between Oleracea and Rapa. So that center of origin is one of the reasons we have this anecdotal evidence of one being superior to the other in respect to water use. But both of these species, according to the literature, have deep-rooted, dense root systems which allow for greater root penetration. And this is one mechanism for drought tolerance. In the southeast, when it's planted, we do not have an issue with drought being a factor in early season. But there is an issue in the reproductive stages of development. And this has been, we've observed this across several years, where maybe at bolting or at flowering, at pod set, at seed set, that if you have a drought event, that you will have an effect on your final yield. But in other regions where this crop is grown as a summer crop, in the Dakotas and in Montana, having a drought, an issue any time during the season will have a deleterious effect on growth and reproductive performance. So identifying critical water stages may provide opportunities to optimize oilseed productivity as well as water economy. So with that, the objective of this study was very simple, was to determine and quantify the effects of water stress on growth, seed, and oil yield, those yield components, oil content, and fatty acid distribution in response to water stress for these two species. So this was a controlled environment study done in a greenhouse in Quincy, Florida, planted in fall of 2014 and harvested in spring of 2015. The two varieties that were used, they're A110, it's a very early variety, and we have advanced tremendously with our current varieties producing more than 20% of the yield that A110 produce. So the yields here may not be realistic of current commercial varieties. So these plants were grown in pots. We use fine sand as the medium, and they were watered with 3 times per day with modified Hoagland nutrient solution through an automated drip system. I'll just set up the water deficit treatments. We had a controlled treatments who kept around 90% field capacity. We call those our well water treatments. Both crops were planted in December, and then they were all harvested at the same time. But to set up the water stress treatment, at 5 stages, we impose water stress treatments. And at the vegetative stage, at the bolting stage, at the flowering, pod set, and seed development. So the crop, 5 plants were allowed to grow in well water conditions, and then 5 were exposed to 50% of the available water. And on the harvest date here, I have the in parentheses the time from treatment imposition to the time that we actually harvest the crop. This was a greenhouse study. We maintained it daytime temperature around 20 degrees, nighttime temperature around 13 degrees throughout the experiment. This study was terminated around 152 days after planting, and it's a 1-year study that I'm presenting here. The parameters that were measured, we looked at some plant growth and leaf stem root separations to determine partitioning. We measured midday leaf water potential using a Scholander pressure chamber, gas exchange using a Lycra 6400, seed yield and yield components, as well as oil profile analysis. So just to share with you what these plants look like, well watered, 50% well watered, 25 days after they received the treatment. On this slide, we're looking at Carinata at the 5 different stages. Each stage is separated into water and water stress. So we, from this visual alone, we can tell that there is a reduced growth and reproductive performance regardless of the treatment stage. Well, what is interesting is how do we quantify this and then look at the sensitivity. And similarly, Napas or canola, the responses were the same. So we measured midday leaf water potential, and according to the literature, less than 1.25 megapascals midday leaf water potential, you start seeing deleterious effects in the gas exchange processes. There is an effect in yield. So here in chart A here is Carinata and B is Napas. That 50% water at all stages created these stress conditions that were greater than the that 1.25 threshold for peanut in Carinata. And if you look at Napas, we can see that the responses were lower, and it exceeded the threshold only at flowering pod and seed development. So from looking at looking at this data set, and if we average over stage, the leaf water potential of the 50% well water plants were around 31 and 22% lower than the well water plants for Carinata and Napas, respectively. This is a very busy slide, but would like to show the growth parameters that we have measured. And I will just briefly state, I have in A, the main stem height, in B, main stem nodes, C, main stem primary branches, secondary branches, total dry matter, and then the partitioning of dry matter to root and shoot. these are totally two different crops in the way they grow. One stay in a rosette stage much longer than the other. That is canola is much more compact in its canopy and much longer than canola, which Carinata, which have a rapid elongation of that main stem. That's why we have this greater main stem height. So what we have seen here is that delaying water stress kind of increased the growth parameters, and this is what was expected. So we have an increase in main stem height, main stem nodes, branching patterns, whether that's primary or secondary branching, as we delay the imposition of that water stress. But what was interesting here, although we have the similar partitioning, what we found is that if we look at global dry matter, it was similar between the two species. And this is in many of the studies we have done with these two crops, that they are similar in total dry matter. And they're similar, although there are differences in gas exchange processes. I'm just showing net leaf level photosynthesis here that was taken around 25 days after treatment at the same time we took the midday leaf water potential data. As expected, water stress decreased photosynthesis because of those stomatal closure, which would definitely reduce stomatal conductance. But we found that Napa's accumulated greater or similar photosynthesis than Carinata across all the growth stages we measure. And if we average across those growth stages, we found that that water stress treatment reduced photosynthesis by about 21% for Carinata and about 48% for Napa's. So looking at this data set, what it's suggesting is that Napa's gas exchange process is more sensitive to water deficit than Carinata, but this did not correlate well with the dry matter accumulation. So it means that processes may be specific to a particular abiotic stress. So it all boils down to yield, and being an agronomist, this is really what matters. And what affects the bottom line is yield. So, but this is looking at yield per plant in grams per plant here. What we found that Carinata produced about 16% greater seed yield than Napa's across all treatments, and this kind of lends itself to why we were seeing that increase in yield in all of our field studies. But when we look at the relative reduction in yield at any of the growth stages, although the yield of Carinata was higher, it was similar between these two species in response to the water stress treatment. So we look at what was responsible for the difference in the yields, the absolute values. We look at main stem reproductive branches, racemes, pods, pod length, seeds per pod, and 1,000 seed width. And you know, Carinata has a greater number of reproductive branches, and because of that, it has a higher number of racemes, pods, and but shorter pods and less number of seeds per pod than Napa's. The next thing we really wanted to look at is what effect does the water stress have on the fatty acid profile of the oils, because this is important for biofuel conversion if we do have a drought stress effect in field conditions. So we could not find an effect of water stress or an interaction between water stress and the two species in the study, although the water stress was at distinct stages. But there were species differences between canola and Carinata for monounsaturated fatty acids and polyunsaturated fatty acids and the degree of unsaturation. So I presented the differences here, although there are really no responses to the water stress as a function of fatty acids. And just to put this in here, for most of the abiotic stresses we have studied, in particular nutrients, whether it's sulfur or nitrogen, there is minimal effect of these stresses on fatty acid profile. there are huge effects on plant growth and development and seed yield. But what it's really telling us is that we can manipulate the growth and development processes to maximize yield without really affecting the fatty acid profile, which is important to me as an agronomist. So Napa has a high monounsaturated fatty acid because of the oleic acid. Carinata has a higher linoleic acid, responsible for the greater polyunsaturated fatty acid. And long chain fatty acid, Carinata has uric acid at C22 oil, which is much greater than canola, and is responsible for it being a superior biofuel feedstock and making it inedible. So we look at glucosinolates, protein oil content, and we also found that these did not vary with water deficit. In fact, Carinata has a high concentration of glucosinolates, and this is important for plant fitness and protection against pests and diseases. Also, greater protein, which means we'll have a better meal when the press cake is made into feed for livestock. And I would just like to summarize my talk very quickly that although the growth differed between these two species, and it was modified by the timing of this sustained water deficit. I would just like to stress here that this is sustained. It was not an alternate water deficit study. It was imposed at one stage and was kept to that stage to harvesting. The total biomass accumulation of stress plants was about 41% lesser than the well-watered plants, but it was similar between the two species. And we reduced water by 50%. And guess what? There was about 50 to 51% reduction in seed yield. The fatty acid profiles and the degree of saturation of our fatty acids differed between the species but did not vary with water deficit. So when we look at comparative sensitivity to water stress between these two species, we found that they were process specific, where gas exchange was more sensitive in canola to water deficit in Carinata. So with that, I would like to thank my group. I'm not sure if there's time for questions.
No, we don't have time, sorry, for questions. So let's go.